Thank you all for joining the Latin GP call on the 6th of August 2020. In the call, we have Matt, Mariana, Bill, Dennis, Hassem, Meko, Samad, and Pitiman. Over to you, Mariana.
Okay. First, before we start working, I want to tell you that I am traveling next Thursday, and I won't be able to join the meeting, so I want your opinion. Should we skip next Thursday, or you could manage to have the meeting without me, 13th of August and traveling in some out, to some mountain resort? What do you think? Could you manage without me, or shall we skip 1 week?
I think we should have vacation next week.
You are starting your vacation next week.
I am. I think that we should have vacation so that we skip next week. And so we meet again the 20th.
Yeah, I think that's the good solution, because there is no possibility for me to manage to be present on next week on the call. Okay, so we shall skip next week and proceed on. Bettina, you calculated accurately the date. I hope so. So that was the problem which I wanted to solve first. Now we can start with our agenda. First, we have to finalize underlining analysis section. And Mats has proposed the changes, and I've read the changes. First, it was for me very difficult to read, to go through all these changes and do something. So I made a copy of the document. I accepted all the changes. And after that, I read it. And it seems to me okay, but we can read it together. And
it was actually Michael who made a lot of changes. So, it's not very much my text anymore.
Okay.
But they're still missing the conclusion. And I've created a conclusion that I'd like to add, but I couldn't add that into that document.
Okay, into that one which I sent just a little bit before the start of the meeting. You think this document?
Yeah.
Okay. I was not looking who was doing something, because I say it was very difficult for me to follow the changes and see what is valid and what is invalid. So the easiest, we can revert to your document with all these changes, but I think it will take us a lot. Do you have any objection about Michael's? Let's hear what Michael wants to say.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Let's hear his, but after that, I will call you. Michael, please.
Yes, hi, thanks. So I was, I was just walking through the document. I haven't even finished. I think I stopped around half of it, because you also can see that all changes suddenly stop. I haven't gotten around to finishing that bit. Anyways, I wasn't trying to change the very substance of the text proposed by Mats. I was mostly changing the wording or clarifying some things which I thought may be unclear to the reader, or could be said in better words or different words. You're free to refuse any of those suggestions. It's just suggestions. That's why I added them as suggestions. And there were like a handful of comments, maybe five or something, where I thought that what was said in the text is not clear. And that's why I asked the question, and maybe it should be clarified by a different wording what is meant here. As for a conclusion, since I haven't gotten to the end of it, I haven't made any suggestions for that. So if Mats is not in agreement or thinks his conclusion does not fit the text anymore, I didn't try to change any substances, but I'm fine with rolling back if you don't like the changes anyway. I was just trying to be helpful. Thank you.
Thank you, Michael. Mats, please.
Well, I found that the text has become a little bit too formal. Like the term descriptor is more like a technical term, and I think it will distance to the reader. But I don't think that we should. The changes are probably fine, but I think it's become too formal now.
May I ask what you mean by too formal? My understanding is that should be part of the proposal for the Latin generation rule sets, so the descriptive document, and this is geared towards a technical community. So I was just trying to put in technical terms, such as replacing link by hyperlink, for example, because it seemed to me the correct term in that context. So I'm not sure what is meant by too formal, but it depends on the audience.
Depends on the audience. And I feel that it has become a little bit too formal in wording, but it's fine for me. I haven't read it because when I saw it in the other document, there were so many changes, so it's unreadable, just as Rihanna said. And I haven't read through it, but it's probably okay.
So I have the proposal. There are a few comments made by Michael because something was not clear to him. Let's try to resolve these comments. And after that, let's read the document again. And Mats, if you have any new changes, if we can do it in the next iteration, or otherwise, because Michael is the only person who tried you and Michael are trying to produce the document which is readable, and I read it and almost everything was clear to me. Even those Michael's comments, I don't see the problem with them, but that's my proposal. Anyhow, you gave the substance. Michael tried to polish it a little bit. He has something which didn't look enough understandable to him. Let's try to resolve it. And after that, we can read it again, once again, put your conclusion at the end of the document. And my idea is not to spend a lot of time in polishing the text, because we shall never finish the job. if there is any other proposition, I will be happy to accept it.
May I comment?
Yes, please.
Because I think it's fine. I think that the maker's text is fine. I'm confident that it's correct and in substance. I don't have any objections. I'm sure of that. And I think that it's better that we go forward, and we could look at. I tried to answer some of these questions some other places, but we could go through the questions that Michael has, or now or later.
Yeah,
my conclusion that you added at the end is meant to replace the text conclusion that is there.
That is here, yeah.
Yeah.
So we have both texts here and we shall...
we could probably polish, and I mean,
yeah,
we have different opinions about styles, etc. So we could work indefinitely time with
yes.
the text, and I don't yes. think we should do that. So I'm fine with the text, and this is my my proposal of conclusion, and if anyone has any objection or proposed changes, you're welcome.
Yeah, I think that the new proposed text is better than the old one. Yeah, I only we shall change with Latin GP, and everything is okay as I see. Let's go back and try to resolve the comments posed by Michael, because I want to hear from Michael what is confusing him. Let's say like this. The first one is here. So the links are created when the document is created. I don't see Michael. Will you try to explain what is confusing you? I don't see Michael.
Yes.
Please.
I can try. So.
Yes.
I was
please.
Reading through the sentence, and the sentence is when links are found in HTML document. For example, the links, or they are created when the document is created. I don't
yeah.
understand what that means.
I see.
The HTML document is created either manually by a user and then uploaded to some server, or it is automatically generated, for example, by a server using some code. But
yeah,
I don't know what is meant by
they
are created.
Yes, I can respond.
There's something with the wording which makes it unclear to me what is meant.
Yeah, okay.
When you create the HTML document, you create the links. If you have some automatic linkification, then you create some text. And then when you send the email to someone, the links are created at the target program. But here the links are created at the same time as the document is created. That's what I meant.
So they are inserted by the creator, so to speak, whether that be a machine in some code or a person, right?
Oh, yeah.
So maybe we should just change
the
wording
inserted,
somehow.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you code it in HTML. You know how to create HTML documents.
Yeah, sure.
So you create an anchor with an href.
Yes, yes.
To create the link. So for me the wording is fine, but if anyone has a suggestion to change the wording, that's good.
I didn't understand at first what was meant. That was all. If it's clear to everyone else, it's fine. We can skip it. I think Bill also made some minor change, suggesting it.
They do.
Be my competence of English. I'm not a mother tongue speaker here, right?
Except Bill or all of us. Okay,
let me insert an objection here. All of you people, I am in awe of how well all of you people speak English, and it really bothers me that you keep, especially Mariana, keep saying I do so badly at it. You do brilliantly at it. Enough.
Thank you, Bill.
Thank you,
Bill, for this, for today. Okay, I think this change, the links are created when the document is created, clarifies the thing. Do you agree, Michael?
Yeah, sure. If everyone else is clear what is meant, then it's fine by me.
Yeah. So, Mariana, please accept Bill's change and make Michael's.
Pitinen can do it because I have just the screen.
Yeah.
Yes,
okay.
Please. Yes, please accept.
And there, okay.
Now we have the next sentence. If the purpose is to mislead, please read it by yourself. Let's see.
So it seems to me that Dennis already provided an explanation. I would suggest that we just amend that explanation, maybe in this context. Could be shorter if needed, but generally I think this would make the sentence clearer. At least to me.
You think that we should add some text here from Dennis's, from explanation given by Dennis?
Is that your suggestion, Dennis?
No, not suggesting that. I was trying to explain to make of what those two lines meant.
Okay, and Michael, is it your proposal? I don't think that we should add more text than we have now, because this text is too long anyway. But the problem with all those things are not very simple. So Michael, do you think that it is good to add some from this explanation given by Dennis in the text? Is it your idea to add something, Michael?
So when I read the text at the first time and I read this passage, I wasn't immediately clear what this sentence refers to. I'm aware of the issue which Dennis mentioned in the comment. The same issue is discussed also in different forms further down below, but the sentence itself was unclear what this was referring to when I read it for the first time. If it was unclear to me, I would assume that it could also be unclear to other readers. But again, if it's clear to everyone else but me, maybe it's just me and we can just leave it as it is. This is my suggestion.
Okay. So I'll decide something. in the text before, Mats was explaining what is in this descriptor and the hyperlink and everything. So I think we shall. We don't need to repeat things again and again. I will leave it as it is. Who is typing?
Me.
Okay.
So personally, I think like the issue is really in this make it harder. It's a bit vague to me.
What is vague?
Make it harder to see the difference. Make it harder to see how. I think this should be clarified. I think this is what I stumbled on in the first reading like a couple of hours ago. But again, if it's clear to everyone else, I saw what you amended now. It's more or less similar to the discussions we have further down below. Maybe
yes.
A reference, I don't know, as discussed in the paragraphs in the following or something, maybe may clarify what this sentence refers to.
But just the sentence which Mats typed in is doing the same. It is pointing, it is explaining again that what you see doesn't guarantee you that you are going to the right address, to the right link. Okay, Mats, I think it is good to leave it like this. And if we can, and if we have time in the future, we can, we shall again, for sure, wish after IP comments, we shall again go through all the, this text. Maybe they will have something to add or to change. Let's not lose a lot of time about it. Please, Bettina, just accept it and accept this Mats. Let's see what is, accept this Mats. That's it. What we have, and what kind of problem do you have? Have you make with this? Additionally, underlining is not even mandatory in such document formats, but only common because users are accustomed to links to be underlined. Make is typings.
So why? We should discuss why it is mandatory or not mandatory, in my personal opinion.
Underlining.
Well,
you think?
If we say something, we need to explain what we say and why we say that, right?
I must confess that I don't understand. I don't understand what we have to explain. What's, maybe you have some idea what is bothering Michael?
No, I don't know.
Okay, let me try to explain.
Yes, please.
Underlining is not even mandatory in such documents form, in such document formats. Maybe we should discuss why it would be expected that underlining is mandatory or not mandatory, if we have any reasons to state so. So we're just throwing out information there, and it's basically a presupposition, and we expect the reader to be on the same level. But again, if it's clear to everyone else, I don't have a problem. I'm just trying to make suggestions to make the text more readable.
Well, I mean, we start the document by talking about the underlying lining used for links. And here, just point out that it's not mandatory to have the linking.
The link underlined in every document which is produced.
Yeah, but it's not mandatory. I mean, it's a choice of the creator of the document, or at least if the program permits it. But in the HTML, you don't.
It's a choice, but it's virtually a universal choice. So,
So if you call it mandatory, it seems to me like there is a standard guiding these things, and there isn't, to my knowledge.
No,
I think the wording suggested by Dennis right now kind of evades that issue. But if we call it not...
It's not mandatory. It doesn't say that it is mandatory, but Dennis' proposal is fine.
Yeah, Dennis' proposal is okay. I think I also agree. Yeah. Thank you, Dennis, for this. Yeah. It is a styling preference. That's let's say easier term. Mandatory sometimes looks scary. Styling preferences is okay. Thank you, Dennis, for this. Michael, are you satisfied with this?
Always, Mariana.
Thank you. Let's move on. What else we have?
So the present comment we're looking at is not clear anymore if you have removed the changes from the previous version. There was like the part of the sentence saying but underlining, and I wasn't sure what was meant by it. If the rest of the sentence is fine, maybe you can just remove
that. Let's read it. Is there any nonsense in this sentence? Please look at the sentence and for. There is a choice, something else, but underlining. Yeah.
Maybe okay. instead of underlining is better.
Instead, yeah. Yeah, maybe instead of underlining. Yeah, it will be clear that orals need not to be only underlined. They could be in another way, they could be written in a different style, let's say like this. Yeah. Yeah, maybe instead. Yeah, I think instead is going better.
But it's, if you detach it from the previous sentence, then the something else on the previous line kind of gets detached. So is that Bill writing?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, okay.
It just, the sentence was getting so long that I was losing track of,
yeah,
of what was said.
I suggest that we just accept the changes by Bill, and it's probably working well. So, and remove the comment by Mako.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, it is better like this, yeah. Okay, Michael?
I guess so, yeah, sure. The edits were too quick for me to understand, but should be fine. I trust Bill.
Okay.
As was stated in the beginning of the section, unlink and hide parts of characters. That is said in the very top of this text. In the very beginning.
In the very beginning, okay.
Maybe this should have a page reference, page style reference, once it actually becomes added to the text, and say something like, as discussed on page XYZ.
Did you see there, Michael, that it's discussed in the first paragraph of this text?
Let's say as it was discussed before.
If part of the character is below the baseline, there's a risk that the underlining hides features.
Yeah, we can skip this introductory part. I think so.
Yeah, but that's where, as stated in the beginning of this section, underlining can hide parts of the characters. That's pointing back to where it was stated up there.
Is it Bill who is Bill? Who is now typing in the document?
That was me.
Okay,
attempting
you are right. Yeah. Okay.
Tweak the English a little bit because my changes had left some things confusing, so I was trying to tighten it up a little bit. Sorry.
And you can correct unconsciously. And there is also on the second word in the same line, it's in the second and third word, there should be a space after the comma.
Since, yeah. Okay.
I think we're going to have a number of places all through the document where we're going to find that there's a missing space after a comma or between words or something. And we'll catch that when we do a last pass through for spell
yes.
checking. And
yes, when we do spell checking, most of them will be resolved. So as was stated, in the beginning of this text, of this part of, oh no.
Well, so, I think that section is better because the text.
Okay. Yeah. Section is this below the line. Okay. Are we happy with this? Yeah. That's now resolved. Thank you. What else we have till the end? Let's decide.
I think it's only
the conclusion.
Conclusion.
Yeah. So I want you to read the previous conclusion in the next one and Michael, do you want still to say something?
No, I was trying to comment before. Now it's okay. It's done.
Okay. And okay. Thank you. The GP, I will say concluded that underlining can create confusion. That underlining can create confusion, make otherwise distinct glyphs undistinguishable. An issue determining, however, or JP's conclusion is also that creating variants on such cases. Yeah.
I was the one who drafted the initial conclusion, and I'm fine with Matt's revision of it.
Yeah, I think this conclusion is okay. So we can say that we have finished this. And also, Pitina, in this appendix, we don't need conclusion. And somewhere here, we have to say
at the very
that
end, there's I can edit.
We have to say somewhere that we have that all that analysis we have done in this context are presented in appendix. Pitina knows the number.
D6, I think it was, and I've edited the text there too.
Let me see.
D6 underlying D6. Evaluation process.
Yeah,
I've added and, D6 there, and I think I have questions there about the data.
Yeah, please go on.
Because, so this is.
Sorry, Matt. Sorry, may I check? Is this the version you were editing?
No.
Okay. Let me.
Yes, I guess it was. Wait a minute.
Sorry.
But I entered this as proposals. So you have to store it somewhere. Saved on OneDrive, it says.
Matt, I'm seeing your edits when I'm looking at it. So, there it is.
Okay. Because in the data it says variant due to underlining, and that's not relevant anymore, I think. I added a comment within in brackets above that I suggested a change to indistinguishable due to underlining, because that's our conclusion rather than variant. That's my proposal. And then I updated the text. And we talked about fonts, and there I have a question. Should we talk about typefaces instead of fonts?
I don't think so. I think fonts is a more accurate term for what we were looking at.
Is it?
Michael hands is up. Please, Michael, say, go on.
Yeah, I was going to comment on the suggestion by Mats to change it to indistinguishable due to underlining. Since our arbitration included more than whether something's just indistinguishable or not, maybe we should say like hypothetical or potential variant due to underlining, and clarify that our analysis was then overridden by the ultimate conclusions that this issue is less relevant than the issue of actually having a descriptor independent from the hyperlink as discussed in section 6. Thank you.
Let's read what we have here, because I'm somehow uncomfortable with term panel decision variant due to underlining. We have decided that those things are not variants. Either we should explain that all those things have done, analysis has been done before, and sorry for this. We have to somehow to. Do we have those? This data was done before we decided not to to make any variants because of underlining. And somehow this should be explained, because if someone sees variants due to underlining, it will confuse any reader. We have to find a better term for it.
Right, and potential variant is not a good description.
No,
because it sounds like this could maybe be variants, but we don't think so.
Yeah.
So,
That's
why I came to.
I may.
Yes.
Yeah, I think what we need to say is, this is our. We made an initial evaluation concerning underlining, which is presented here. However, we subsequently decided that underlining was not an appropriate issue for variant C-section 6.6.1 or whatever it was above.
But you see, if someone looks at this table and sees variant, I'm not sure how people will strongly read all what was written. And at least me, I first look at the pictures, then at the tables, and after at the end, I'm looking at the text. So I will somehow change the solution, the decision in the last column. And yes. I'm not sure what word will be good for it. Michael might has an idea. Michael, please.
How about considered as variant due to underlining?
I don't mind. It is better than variant.
I have another suggestion.
Okay, let's hear.
Previously candidate for variant due to underline. Previously candidate for variant due to underline.
I think I can't make a decision just right now, but I think that Michael's proposal is a little bit better. Sorry, Mats. Michael, will you repeat your proposal, please? I'm a little bit tired, so I forgot what Michael said, but at first glance, I liked it. Michael, please repeat your proposal. Let me write it down.
I'm not sure what the exact wording was, but I think I said candidate.
Candidate.
Variant candidate due to underlining, because we have used the term candidate in previous contexts and previous analysis. So we have spoken about, I don't know, something could be a variant. Then we said something is a candidate, and then we said something is a variant. So this seems to be the general three-part distinction we made in some cases. So this is why I would suggest somehow reusing the term candidate in this context.
And Mats is saying, what did you say previously?
Right, because I think it would give the wrong impression, because I agree with you, Mirjana, that people look at it, you will read the tables, you might not even read the text.
Yes, yes, I'm sure that the
So I do think it would be wrong to have a candidate for variant, because then it gives the impression that it is a candidate, but it isn't anymore.
No.
We have refused all these candidates.
Yes.
Refused candidate for variant due to underlining.
Fine by me.
But the text up there, previously variant candidate, underlining.
Refuse candidates for, let's leave it like this, refuse candidates for
I don't think the previously variant candidate due to underlining. I think that signals that it's not anymore.
Previous candidates.
Previously candidate, variant candidate.
I think it is better previous. It can be previously candidates for due to underlining.
Previous also sounds more natural to me in English.
What did you say, Michael? Sorry.
I said previous also seems more natural to me in English than previously variant candidate.
Yeah.
It would be like a compound somehow, but Bill should be the ultimate judge.
Yes.
Yeah. Previous variant candidate is probably the way to go, I think.
Previous variant candidates due to underlining. So, those tables are pictures here, Bettina.
Yes, I will fix the table and capture as the pictures, because I just want to make sure the font is maintained.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah. And so, could you do it again and change the panel decision?
Yes, of course.
Yeah, please do it. Yeah. Let's see what we have now here. I hope that we can in the next 10 minutes finalize this.
The first paragraph, this explanation is good for me.
Okay, for me too. Yeah, we have. Okay. We have. Leave it previous variant candidates due to underlying. Just leave it as a comment, Mats, for Pitinan, that she knows what to put in the panel decision column. And what we have else? Code points. Oh, this sentence is somehow confused. Code points which include diacritics below the line are those which extend below the line. Below the line is going twice and something is wrong with this sentence. Points which include diacritics below the line. Now it's clear. Yeah, okay, sorry. Now it's clear. What was the scope of which code points we accept? We analyzed. Yeah, that's okay now.
Sorry, this means where the base character X stands below the line.
Yeah,
and second part.
Yeah.
Then it should say so.
I agree with you. And what did you say? Instead of those, we should say base characters which extend below the line. Instead of those. Yeah, it could be. And yeah, it could be said like this. Include diacritics below the line and those where the base character extends below the line, wherever it is. Yeah. The same.
May I comment here? So.
Yeah, please.
I felt that all the details of there should be two members and we were evaluating in other way, etc., is not important anymore. So
yeah.
Let's remove that. So I only kept that they were evaluated by members of the GP. And I think that is enough.
Yeah, I agree. Because probably we are repeating. Yeah, we have explained this in the main part of the document. I hope so. Yeah, and Pitinan will change the panel decision, and what we have down there.
Should we even call it panel decision?
Sorry.
Should we even call it panel decision?
Where?
Panel table.
How should we call it? Do you have you any better idea?
Panel conclusion.
I don't mind.
The difference?
Decision is stronger than conclusion.
Right, because this is kind of, we took the decision not to to include.
Yeah. Conclusion is that we thought about it, and that we discussed about it, and that we made some conclusion, agreement about it, and decision can be something rough. I decided to do it. You see, without any explanation. Yeah. Okay. That's how I feel about those words. So shall we, Pitina, okay.
I just put that in to make clear why we had even bothered.
Described or reported or stated?
Explained. Need an L and explained.
Now it is unclear what does it mean.
Is it unclear?
Before the decision, not to base variance on underlining is, okay, it's okay, it's okay, it's okay.
Okay, I think that's good.
That's good. Okay, Pitina, you have a few things to polish this document, and you can include it in the main document. And we have Mats. You want to say something else, something more?
But not right now.
Yeah, because we have 3 minutes till the end, and I have another session starting next hour because I put a lot of burden on my head. So I want to close the session for today, the call for today. And we shall skip next week call. We need all some kind of rest. And I want to thank you all for taking your part in this discussion today. And have a nice rest of the day. And goodbye. Take care.
Have a good journey, Mirjana.
Yeah, thank you. I'll report how it is because next meeting I will be there, so you will have fresh information. Thank you.
Can I ask one more question before we leave?
Yes, please. Yes, go on.
The text where I was reviewing and making comments, as I said, I only got through like 2/3 of it. Do you want me to go through the last third of it still, or do you not want me to go through it at this point?
Michael, if you have time, yeah, we have one version now. And if you feel that you have to think you can, let's say, improve the text, do it. We have at least one version which could be used at this moment. But that's up to you. If you think you can improve it, please do it. And we shall see the results. Yeah, thank you. Okay, I have to leave you now urgently because I have to connect to another call. And goodbye.
Goodbye, thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody. Bye-bye.
Everybody. Bye.